For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. The Ohio State University women's hockey team hired a new coach over the offseason, one of the most decorated women's hockey players in history. Jenny Potter joins us now. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what was your first thought when you found out you got a job at Ohio State and were returning to the WCHA as a head coach?
It was very exciting. I'm very honored to be part of a very special place like Ohio State and the tradition and excellence that they have as a school and athletic department. Also exciting back in the WCHA where I played my college days and arguably the best league in college hockey.
What was your favorite memory of playing college hockey with the University of Minnesota Duluth?
I would say winning the national championship. I think that's what we all strive to do, and that's why we all compete in sports, is to win a national championship in college hockey. And I'm excited to be at Ohio State and build a program that is going to be vying for a tournament spot.
Well, you and your assistant coach, Joey Olson, coached current Beaver player Summer Thibodeau while you were at Maple Grove High School coaching. What does it mean to you to see one of your former players now playing college hockey?
No, it's great. Always coaching high school and anywhere I coach, I want to help players succeed and become the best players they can be. And playing at Bemidji is awesome. You know, kudos to her coaching growing up in high school, and I'm glad that she's had the success she's had there.
How have you adjusted to Division I coaching?
I don't know if there's much of a transition. I think coaching is coaching. There's obviously different hurdles and different programs and coaching your program, but I think Ohio State offers all that you could possibly need as far as education and athletics. I think the kids really are putting in a lot of work. They strive, like I said, to want to win a national championship. I'm going to help them do whatever it takes to get there.
For you, what have been probably your biggest challenges taking over a program and obviously with players that you didn't recruit?
I would say the biggest challenge in any program that isn't necessarily yours and you came in is changing the culture and what you want to build. With any team, you go through the process of forming, storming, norming, performing. And, you know, I think anywhere you go, you have that change every season. It's different players, different personalities. So it's definitely been a challenge, but I look for any challenges. I'm a competitor, and I think the players are responding very well, and they are, I think, coming together as a group, and you know, their game is looking better every day, every week.
What is your coaching philosophy?
I would say one of the biggest things is have fun in anything you do. So my passion, my love is for hockey. Hard work is definitely a big piece of that. It's hard work to get to any success that you want in life. When I talk about priorities in life and being a student athlete here at Ohio State, I always tell the players, family comes first. Academics comes second, third comes hockey, and everything else after that. If they have their priorities in line, you know, every team I've coached, pretty successful.
Well, this year's been a bit of a challenge for your team as it is because the WCHA has always been that good. What adjustments, if any, did you make from the time you guys played Wisconsin and Minnesota to your last series against Minnesota State?
I don't know if there's been a huge changes in the fact that, you know, with any new staff, you know, there's a transition period of, you know, players learning the new systems and learning coaching styles and your personality. I think that, you know, I've been skating them pretty hard. So, you know, I told them that they're going to have to play a little bit tired because at the end of the year is what, you know, we're playing for. We want to make it to the WCHA final game, championship game, and we want to, you know, make a run for a national championship bid. So, you know, like we had to take some bumps and bruises. And unfortunately, as a staff, you know, we get number two and number one teams back to back at the beginning of the season. I think it was a little bit challenging for us, but I think that also made us look at some of our weaknesses and for the players to look at some of the things that we need to improve on. So there's a lot of areas I think we improved on from those series and take going forward what we want to do. But I think it would have been helpful if we maybe would have had a little bit more time before facing two tough teams.
This weekend, you take on the number six Bemidji State Beavers. It doesn't get any easier, but what do you expect to see out of Bemidji State?
They have a really great team. They're going to be obviously coming here to compete against us and beat us. And I know I'm going to look forward to a battle out on the ice and think that, you know, we just got to play our game.
Coach, I appreciate your time. We'll see you this weekend in Columbus.
Thank you very much.
That was Ohio State's head coach, Jenny Potter. Coming up in the Benusa pregame show, we visit with BSU sophomore forward Cicely Nelson right here on the Beaver Radio Network.